The numbers are moving. Huh? It's moving. The numbers are good.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
No, we began before Yantiv, the deepest, deepest sugi of all. That which is the Rosh HaKeser, the highest, highest point of Keser, of the highest Midah, that Hashem revealed to us, the crown. That which is called Reisha D'lo Yada V'lo Is Yada. The Rosh, the beginning, that we can't know and is not known, that doesn't know and is unknown. That's the Midah of Emunah. Emunah is a Koyach B'Nefesh. It's one of the, it's the beginning of the Koyach HaNefesh. We're going to talk about that a little bit more tonight. Unlike in the world that Emunah, belief is seen as some sort of a theological condition, some philosophical insight or understanding. That's not what Emunah is. Emunah is a koyach of the koyches and nefesh, the highest koyach, the koyches and nefesh of a Jew. That's what Emunah is. Emunah pshuta. Emunah pshuta, simple faith, which we're going to talk about, which is the teva of a Jew. Which is the teva that is woven into the fabric of every Jew. The keser, the highest, the rosh hakeser. We also learned that this is referred to in the Svarim. There are different names that are given to it, but it's also called oneg hane'elam, or oneg ne'elam. Oneg ne'elam because we don't feel that necessarily on a regular basis. Like right now, this moment, we may not be feeling that oneg, which is the deepest, deepest pleasure of the neshama. There is no greater pleasure that the neshama can feel. The oneg ne'elam, the hidden pleasure and delight. That one can go his entire life not being conscious or aware, chalila, of the oneg ha'ne'elam, of the oneg ne'elam, of this great hidden oneg of the neshama, the oneg of emunah pshuta, which is not simple to understand. We need to talk about it. We could talk about this for years and years and years. But we've tried to be very, very simple. Now, before Yontev, what we were talking about was how even though by definition, there is no definition. It's the Reisha, the Layada, Lo Is Yada. Well, like Rabbi Nachman says at the beginning of Sichas Aran, he brings the pasuk Ani Adati Kigodol Hashem. It's something that I know, something that's a reality of who I am. I can't explain it. I don't understand it. Despite that, what we learned right before Yontov was that there are a number of ways that it's manifested in our lives. There are certain times and ways that we experience a taste of that oneg ha'ne'elam. Obviously, the more we work, we can draw out into our lives and to feel more and more this oneg of emunah. But even if a person is not a Baal Avodah, the crown, the keser of emunah, is mashpia. It has a hashpa. It affects us. That's what we were talking about before Yontif. We were talking about the koach that a Jew has to be moisa nefesh, to give up one's life. Life which we hold on to more than anything else. To be alive is the most precious thing for a person, for a healthy person. To be alive is the most precious thing. And yet, a person, a Jew, is prepared to let go of them, to completely relinquish, to give up, to sacrifice his life for something the Bichlal doesn't understand rationally, doesn't make sense, doesn't understand. That's the Tanya. We'll talk more about that in Yefishim. So that's a hashpah that this emunah has on a person. Mesivas nefesh. Another hashpah that this has upon a person is the hashpah that we spoke about the very first shiur, the beginning. The marshal of Rabbi Nachman of the Hungarian wine, Yain HaHungari. The marshal of Rabbi Hillel Paritcher of the Nigan, the amazing song, the amazing Nigan. And what Chazal describe as Kol HaKoyfer B'Avodah Zarah Nikra Yehudi. Kol HaKoyfer B'Avodah Zarah Nikra Yehudi means that even a Jew who doesn't know why, doesn't understand why, he rejects Avodah Zarah, he rejects any imitation of faith. Any imitation of faith he rejects. He knows within himself that there's something there. He tasted the true thing, the real thing. There's something inside of him that knows the taste of the Hungarian wine, that knows the niggin, the song, and therefore he's koyfer b'avodah zarah. Even though you can't get the guy to get to put on tefillin, and you might not get this guy to keep Shabbos, but he's koyfer b'avodah zarah. He's koyfer b'avodah zarah. In other words, like the balagola in the story of Rabbi Nachman. When they try to give him all these other wines to drink wherever he goes, he says, that's not it. You can't fool me, right? That's what he said. You can't fool me. That's not it. It's not it. So you ask him, so what is it? That's not it. That's not it. So even the simplest Jew is not troubled by the introductory course to comparative religion. There's no need of comparative religion. We don't have comparative religion. I don't know if there's a course like that here. In comparative religion, there's no need of comparative religion. Whatever presents itself as the truth, other than Ein Od Mavado, is an imposter, and the Jew knows that. You can't explain how he knows it. Kachu. And then finally, the third hashpah, the third active, real hashpah that it has upon even people like us in a very obvious way, is what's called in the Svarim, mostly in Chabad Svarim, it's used very commonly the term Nesias Hafachin, that you and I are able to live with such paradoxes that simply cannot possibly be explained. The most famous is Yediyah and Bechira, that God knows everything and yet I have free choice. That Hashem is Ein Sof, He's infinite, and it's impossible, therefore, that there should be any gvul to the Ein Sof. There's no boundaries or borders. There are no limitations. And yet all we ever talk about is His karvus, closeness to Hashem, an awareness of Hashem. Shivis Hashem negdi samin. Shlomo HaMelech, when it was time for the Beis HaMikdash, said, HaShemayim U'Shmei HaShemayim Lo Yechal Kelucha, right? The heavens and the heavens of the heavens can't contain you. The Rebbe Rashab from Lubavitch brings the Tikkun HaZoyer that what the heavens and the heavens of the heavens can't contain is to be found by Ru'usa Deliba in the Rotzen HaLev of a Jew. Shechanti B'Soicham. The emes is in the heart of a Jew, it's in a deeper way than the building in Yerushalayim. Peru'usa deliba. Peru'usa deliba of a Jew. Hashemayim u'shmei Hashemayim lo yichal kilu. The universe, all worlds can't contain, can't be a place to contain the Shekhinah, that which is infinite. But the Ru'usa, the Ratzon HaLev of a Jew, a Jew who wants. But Hashem is built imugbal, He's infinite. It's a good kash. So there's a maimer. So let's try to understand a little bit more what we learned before Yontif, when I just reviewed for a few minutes, is a hakadama to this madrega of Keser. There's a maimer here you have from Rav Kluger, from Asicha B'chukecha, what you received tonight. We're going to see something from Rav Kluger, Mitzvah Shem, from Rav Kook, and from the Chalban. In front of you, just from Rav Kluger. So we're not going to finish this tonight, but try to hold on to the pages. Shleimus Amuna Bekeser. But we're not going to read right. We're not going to read now the stuff on top. That was no gay to the specific. Nakuda that he was addressing. Ein mizman raiva de raiva. So if Kluge said this Torah by Shalashudas, which is Raiva Derivan, the highest time of the week, Rotzen Shibirit Sinus, which is itself a time of the Hisgalus of Keser, Rotzen Oineg Emuna, Eis Shabo Yehudi Chai B'Shleimus HaEmuna. There is no time of the week where one can find Shleimus of Amunah like Shalosh Yudas. That time of Shalosh Yudas. Hukmai Sh'aymim B'Tfilas Mincha de Shabbos V'al Menuchasam Yakdishu Es Shemecha. V'al Menuchasam by Mincha V'al Menuchasam Yakdishu Es Shemecha. We come to this place at the time of Mincha of Yakdishu es Shemecha. She writes a list kal b'emuna b'Hashem is baruch. Ki b'zman raiva derivin nishlam ha'emuna. The shleimus of emuna is at the time of Mincha shalashudas raiva derivin. Ki yesh shtei dargis b'emuna. The two madregas of emuna. Ha'achas hi b'chinas malchus. One b'china of Amuna is called malchus. The malchus of Keser. V'yitn l'cha Keser melucha. The malchus of the midah of Keser, the midah of Amuna, is seichel. Is seichel means to understand intellectually and rationally. That's the lowest madrega of emuna. Seichel. To understand. To make sense of it. What in certain circles where Pnimius HaTorah is not learned, that's the highest madrega, seichel. Al pi amita shel Torah, that's the lowest madrega of emuna. Seichel is the lowest madrega of emuna. The last stop, the lowest madrega. Achadarga hayoyse gevoha b'emuna. The highest madrega of emuna, keser shebekeser. The highest madrega of emuna, he dargas hakeser. She itachlis hashleimus. Bebchinas malchus cha malchus kol olam. It's the highest madrega of keser. What does that mean? The lowest madrega is seichel, malchus. The highest madrega is keser, keser shebe keser. Uba amdeinu bizman raiva derivin mevakshim Hashem es baruch shenizkir l'koch hamalchus.
lehismaser lezbata legamri laHashem esbarach. We're asking Hashem at this time that we should be zeicha lekoach hamalchus lehismaser lezbata legamri laHashem esbarach, that we should be zeicha to make this connection between the achris, the reishis and the achris, the highest and the lowest, and to be bottled all together, LaHashem is Baruch Li Kala BeHemun HaShleima, and to become one with Emun HaShleima, with perfect faith. Ad Kedei Darkas His Batlus Shubchinas Leis Smola BaAtika, to the Madrega of His Batlus, where Leis Smola BaAtika, that is called Atika, and that Madrega of Atika, Leis Smola. There's no dinim. There's nothing else. It's only God. Ad Kedei Kach She Shalom Makabel Ein Metzias La'atzma, to the point where the person doesn't sense, doesn't feel any Metzias La'atzma. There's only Elokus. Now, how do we bring this down for people like us to understand? So, Kamoshal Shnei B'nei Adam, we could use a marshal of two people, Hatoim B'Midbar, who are lost in the desert. And one of the two guys knows how to get out. He knows the way out of the desert. So one of the guys knows the way out, and the other guy has no idea. V'nimtza olul lahasakonois mechayis roz v'listim. Obviously, the guy that doesn't know at all where he is and where to go, he's in very great danger from whatever the animals are over there and so on, the listim, v'rov and hunger and simon and thirst. V'ein lo tikva kim ayidei his masrus l'chaveru be'emuna. He has no hope to survive other than the only hope he has is to give himself over completely to the guy that knows. Just to give himself over completely. Sherehu yodei haderech. Because that guy, he knows the way. V'hine kasher mizbainin nimbezeh. When we look at this, mizbara shehaemes she'en kan shnei b'nei adam. When we look carefully at this, it becomes clear that we're not really talking about two people. Because the fellow that is lost, that doesn't know the way, he loses his independent existence. He surrenders his independent existence to the person who knows. With his eyes closed, he doesn't know anything. He gives himself over completely to the other guy. Haynu bebitul moichay veliba elav. Bebitul moichay veliba elav. He's mavatal his way of thinking, and he's mavatal any emotions he has. He's mavatal everything. He's mavatal his entire being. All he can think of at that moment is his attachment to the other one, that the other exists. He doesn't have existence at that moment. His existence would endanger his life. Were he to exist at that moment, in other words, let's say the guy all of a sudden says, I don't feel that we're going the right way. I say, what makes you think? He says, I don't know, I just have a feeling. Now, the other guy that knows his way has been to this place a million times. This happens all the time when I'm driving with my wife. So my wife has a tremendous, fantastic, without, before there was Waze, she has a fantastic sense of direction. I manage to get lost around the block from, I can't find my way. So my wife will say to me, all right, make a right at the corner. And I'll say sometimes, really, I think it's a left. And she just looks at me. Just make it right. So I'm a vata myself. But I had like this machshava that I remember making a left over here, but she's always right. I'm never ever right with these things. But I have this like hergish, like, really, I think we should make a left. And she just gives me that look. It's just, and the kids, they all know. They say, Daddy. I go, okay. They go, right. That's it. The baldeya, you have a daya, that daya that you have, that you're expressing, that daya of making yourself separate from the one who knows, is dangerous.
Bebitul moicha veliba elav.
Eino shoel she'elos klal. We don't pipe up with questions.
Elo hilach achrov, lahechen she'elichoi kimamin bo.
He goes, there's no he anymore. There's no, it's only the one who knows. And he's mevatel, the second guy's mevatel himself to meld into the one who's going. Ki ma'amin bo, because he believes him.
V'af al pi shegufeyem mechulokim,
of course it's a moshel, of course, it's a moshel ba'alma.
Even though their bodies are separate and distinct.
Since it's clear to him that he has no mitzias, he's going to die. He has no mitzias without this guy, without the guide. He has no mitzias.
Bitel atzmoy befonav.
He's mevatel himself completely.
Ad shenechshav ki'ilu nasi imay echad mamish.
Till it's ki'ilu, there's only one person. He just melts into the other person. Bechlal does not present himself as a mitzias. He removes himself from the scene just to melt into the one who knows.
There
are two people, but there's only one daya. There's only one who knows. There are two people, but it's two people that are wrapped together now in one brain. Not two distinct people.
You know, you can feel this sometimes in situations. I remember many years ago, I was with a friend and we were coming back from Eretz Yisrael to the States. And there was a strike. We had a flight that was stopping in London, and there was a strike. And we had to stay over in London for 2 nights. Couldn't get a flight out. And then by the last 24 hours, you had to stand online. It was a crazy thing. We had to stand on this line. All kinds of people. We had a minion of Yidden there. We were able to daven together, but we had to stand on line. And British Airways, that was the airlines, British Airways had some spokesman, some shaita that was the spokesman, like that was coming out of the office like every few hours, like to give an update or something, you know. And the whole oilam, there were hundreds of people waiting there, sleeping on the street. It was a terrible situation. The whole olam there was mevatel themselves. Everybody was mevatel himself to this shaita. I think about it sometimes, it's an amazing thing, like people saying, sir, please, sir, I was here, you know, you're my... And this guy says, yes, I remember you, you're okay. And then everybody's like, kerei mishtachve, that he said it's okay. And everybody said, he said it's okay. Who is this guy? And I remember the Yidden, of course, didn't go down like this. Because every Yid became the Baldei, you know, every Yid was in charge of... It was completely different. There were hundreds of goyim there and a couple Yidden, and the Yidden had the whole thing in a different way. We all got onto the flight. and not all the other chevra that the Baldei said was the... We all got onto the flight. How it's an interesting story. It's not for now. I don't have to waste your time, but we all got onto the flight. The Yidden. There was a chassidish guy that took care of the whole thing. He went into the back. He took care of the whole thing. But the baldeya from British Airways was standing making speeches. You should have seen this guy. He thought he was like Winston Churchill or something.
coming out, making speeches, and everybody's waiting for every word. It's a pachad when a person, in a silly and small way, loses himself. It's a pachad. You have marriages where a woman loses herself to the guy. She could be beaten, she could be abused, she could be mistreated for 30, 40 years. And you could have 50 social workers that are ready to help her get out. She doesn't know what to do. She can't see herself as being a part. In Tumah, the bittul to the Sitra Ach is a very scary thing. In Kedusha, it's the highest madrig. This is a marshal, a little marshal. Again, just a taste. Emuna de Keser. Leis Smoyla Ba'atika. And we don't have to talk about that term specifically now. Shahamekabel Hishlich Kolkach Kol Mitziyuso Al Hashem Esbarach. We're a Jew. Is mashlich his entire cast, throws his entire mitzias, al Hashem Yisbarach, ad she'enu nechshav klal uklal kemitzias la'atzmai, till he doesn't see himself klal uklal as a separate mitzias, the marsh like a drop in the ocean that is fused together with the entirety of the ocean. Ein nach shav klal lo klal kemitzias la'atzma. Ne ato yizbar hanafki mit ben seichel, shutam vedas, faith that is based upon seichel, intellect, where there's a tam vedas, something to explain or to prove to you that God exists. That a person believes in God because it makes sense to him. Either because it's historical or theological or philosophical, whatever it is. But the Kadmonim use different mashalim, you know, so to pour the ink on the floor and it comes out and spells your name, your address. How could that be? The world is more perfect than that. All of these proofs that are based upon seichel. Me'ati yizbar hanafkin ben seichel shehutam v'das. The dargis emuna shi lamala mitam v'das. To emuna, which is lamala mitam v'das. Emuna on the madrega of keser. Because after all, seichel can also bring a person to bittul and to amuna. Uchelishne de chazal, moidim is mechlal de plige. When we say the words, moidim anachnu lach, the Gemara uses this expression, moidim is mechlal de plige. Which means, if you are conceding to the other side, mechlal de plige. What does that mean? Mechlal, that there are two deis here. There's a machlokes. The only thing is, the other side has a better argument, so you concede. You concede. But the fact that there's a concession, the fact that you're conceding, is a mechlal de plige. It means that there are two deis. I was explaining a little bit on Yontiv between Mincha Ma'ariv one day. I was explaining a little bit about the inyan of why is it that in all the Shabbos davening we don't have the nekud of Atu B'chartanu. Yontiv davening is all about Atu B'chartanu, right? Shabbos you don't have. Israel, you were there in Shulam? And the only time you have is in Kiddush on Shabbos where it's Kivon of a heart, which you know that Nusach Svarad most don't say Kivon of a heart.
And what's the problem that Nusach Svarad has with Kivon of a heart? Sounds like a nice thing, no? Hashem has chosen us from all the nations. And Yontiv is all Atta B'chatanu, and Shabbos is not Atta B'chatanu. So I explained, we're talking about the Inyan of Havdalah. Of the Havdalah we make between Shabbos, Yontiv, and Yontiv. Atta B'chatanu, you have chosen us from among all of the nations, is when there's already different days. In other words, there's a choice of nations to choose from. And the choice was made, and we're the winners. Shabbos is much higher than that. Shabbos is Atu Echad, V'Shimcha Echad, Mika Am Chisol Goy Echad Baretz. Shabbos is not Goyres, the other nations, Bichla. Yontiv is already, Yontiv we're talking about after the Chet of the Eitz Hadaaz. And after the formation of Am Yisrael in this physical world, and Hashem took us from among the nations and He made us a special, His people. Therefore, Yontiv depends on Kviyas Bezdin. Bezdin is Kaveya, and the Jewish people are more choshev than all the nations of the world. Atu bechatanu mikol ha'amim. Ahavto yisrael of Eretz Yisrael banu. Shabbos, there's no inyan of bechira. Can you imagine a parent says to the child, Ani b'charti, I chose you. And even if the husband says to the wife, I want you to know that I chose you from among all the girls, I chose you. That's not a compliment. That's not a compliment. I chose you from, there were a lot of girls, I chose you. So you better behave, right? A lot of girls, I chose you. Like Esther Malka or something. That's not a compliment. The true compliment is Etzem Me'atzamai. When I met you, there's nothing else that existed in the world. Nothing else. Shabbos comes from a higher place, before the Chet. There's no inyan of options and choices, negotiations, discussions, and then the conclusion is, all right, I'll take the Jewish people. Atav v'chatanim kolam. That's the inyan of Yontif, that's something else. Shabbos, we don't talk about atav v'chatanim, because Shabbos is from a different place. Shabbos is from a place where there was no mechlal de pligi. There's no inyan of moidim anachnu lach. Shabbos is higher than that. Kigon shnei chaverim. What does it mean moidim mechlal de pligi? So if Kulger explains kigon shnei chaverim hamis amkim besugya. They have a chavrusa, and they're going very deeply into the sugya. But kol echad sover kedei shelo, and each one, there's Reuven and Shimon, and each one is convinced that he's right. Right? Each one is convinced in his argument. This is a very common and healthy thing that takes place in the chavrusa. He understands pshat and taisvus, and his chavrusa has a different pshat and taisvus, and they're battling and struggling and fighting, which is very good and very healthy. This one opens up to Pnei Yeshua and says, aha, you see, the Pnei Yeshua learns like me. Not that I learn like the Pnei Yeshua, but the Pnei Yeshua learns like me. And the other one opens up the Marashah and says, no, the Marashah learns tastes like me. But each one has his daya and is fighting for his daya. Ad she'echod mevat la'atzmai. Until what happens very often is that finally, Echad is Mevatel Atzmoy. Finally, Shimon concedes to Reuven. He hears it. And he concedes to Reuven. Ki Meivin Besichloi Shad Tzedek Im Chavero. Because his Seichel has come to that place.
where it understands the sugya, where Shimon understands the sugya like Reuven. A meeting of the minds. Valkein mevatel daita ilov. This is already an honest chavrusa. A lot of times you might find, a person could find himself in the Beis Medrash arguing and arguing and arguing, and at some point during the argument, he starts to think, you know, he might be right. You have to be very, very erlich to stop at that point and reconsider. Sometimes you just keep on fighting, even though you know you're wrong. That's not honest learning. But in this situation, Shimon concedes to Reuven. In yeshiva language, that goes something like, ah, 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 ah. That's how it goes? Nobody else in the world talks that way, only we do. But it means a lot. It means a lot when you say that. And it feels good to Reuven. He's been arguing for this Taisus, his pshat, for a long time. And to hear that, those beautiful words coming out from Shimon, and then maybe he even throws in, I hear what you're saying. That's already a bonus. And he's mevatel daita elov. So now Shimon is mevatel his das to Reuven. Reuven becomes the Magid Shir. And now Shimon can sit back and say, yeah, so what were you saying? Because now he's listening, he's hearing this. What were you saying? Say it over, what were you saying? And so Reuven chases over and Shimon's going, very good, very, very good. Imke nira l'chayra, Shagam b'kar ha-sechel efshalov al-habitl. L'chayra, it seems from here, that even with the intellect and through sechel, one can come to a place of bitl. This happens all the time. There's a disagreement, and one side is conceding as ma'id, the mechlal, the gemara says, mechlal de pligi. If there's a haidah, if there's a concession, if one concedes, mechlal, there's a disagreement. And one is mighty that the other one is right. So it seems that there is such a thing as bittul when it comes to seichel, tam, vidas. Of course there is. And therefore, emuna that is rooted in seichel, tam, vidas is a precious thing. It's a very holy thing. It's not the oimek hadvar. It's not the deepest emuna. It's an emuna that is based on moida mechlal de pligi. Like the Shemir Emunim HaKadman, who was there at the time of the Spanish Inquisition, I'm sure many of you know this, that he wrote, that at the end, many of the great Jewish philosophers that in Spain agreed to convert at the time of the Inquisition. But the women and the simple folk, the simple Jews, refused. The philosophers conceded, not to the belief of the church, but at the end, there were those, many of whom were not able to go on in that situation. And the Shem Emunim, who's a witness, he lived through it. I'm not talking about the Shem Emunim from Yerushalayim, I'm talking about the Shem Emunim HaKadmon. It's a famous sefer, Shem Emunim HaKadmon. Ergus, Rabbi Yosef Ergus. He lived there, he saw. He experienced it. That the Amcha Beis is so. The water carriers, the butchers, the tailors, their wives, they were Moshe Nefesh. He says, "Ach mikom akom yesh adayin b'chinim usiyemes, shabo lo nasa habitul v'hismasus b'shleimus." Why is there this difference? So Rav Kluger explains that there still remains that emuna that is rooted in seichel. By the way, this does not mean chalila that emuna is irrational or anti-rational. We're not going to talk about that right now. That's not what it means. Ach mikomakom yesh adayin b'chinim suyemes shebo lo nasa habitul v'hismasus b'shleimus. in that bittul that comes with seichel, which is malchus of emuna, lo nasa ha bittul vehes masus b'shleimus. The bittul and the surrender of the self is not b'shleimus. It's not perfect. It's not whole. Shrei sof sof hu asher haven shat tzedikim chaveru. Hu asher haven shat tzedikim chaveru. Because sof sof Shimon now understands that Reuven is right. He's moida that Reuven is right. Hainu sheroa atzmoi lemitzias. He sees himself as a mitzias. In other words, he sees that his understanding of the sugya, his understanding of the sugya, is something which makes sense. It's strong. It's convincing, but at the end, it didn't stand up to the truth of the Chavrusa's argument, of the Chavrusa's proofs. It didn't stand up. So in this case of the Chavrusa, Shimon, who loses the argument, Shimon sees himself as a Mitzias, but he is a Mitzias that's moida to the stronger Mitzias, to the wiser Mitzias in this particular disagreement, to the more competent Mitzias, which is his Chavrusa Reuven. But he's also a Mitzias. In Chassidus, this is known as Yesh Misha Batel. That's also a term that's used in Chabad Chassidus. Yesh Misha Batel. Yesh, there is a Yeshus, there is a presence, but the presence is Mevatel itself. Yesh Misha Batel. So sometimes these arguments in the Beis Medrash will end with something like, this time you got me. Which is a reminder that despite the fact that I lost this time, I'm still smarter than you. I know how to learn better than you. Yesh misha botl. For now, I'm botl. I'm mevatel my idea to you, but there's a yeshus that's mevatel itself. There's a somebody. The somebody is mevatel. He's Moidim Mechlal de Pligi. That's what the Gemara means. There's a Haidah. But since there's a Haidah, Mechlal de Pligi, it means that this he sees that he sees that the Chavrusa as we are equals, we're Bali Plukta. This time I concede to your argument. Yesh Misha Batel. And that's how many of the proofs, the proofs when it comes to Emunah, those are the things that are called proofs, whether it's, again, through nature or through history or whatever it is, experience and so on. In all of those proofs, there's Yesh Misha Batel. So there could be some seminar and they show amazing codes on the board and there are people sitting there saying, wow. You count 50 letters, every 50 letters it comes out spelling the Rambam's name or something. And everybody goes, whoa, it must be there's a God. And the presenter tells you that no human being can do such a thing. No human being can do such a thing. Which is not true, that's why you don't hear anybody talk about the codes anymore. Because they found codes in other books also. But everybody's very impressed. And for the moment, everybody says, Ani Ma'amin B'munah Shleimah. So the whole audience claps. The presenter takes a bow. And he feels very good when he says, Krishna Lamita, that he left the room with 250 Jews who are now believing, faithful members of the tribe. Faithful, believing Jews who are now going to put on Talis film, keep Shabbos and Mitzvahs and so on. But you and I know that that's not how it works. It's not how it works. Yesh Misha Batel. Right. For now, I don't know the answer to this, why there are all these funny things that are going on in the Torah. I don't know. It's a good point you're making. And it looks like the one who wrote this book is smarter than me.
Or maybe even he was able to look into the future. Could be. So maybe he saw there was going to be a Rambam Laman Rabbi Smoifsai Versin Shai. Or it says, happy birthday, Bob. You know, every 50th letter spells out happy birthday, Bob. And Bob says, that's me. And the presenter says, yes. The Torah already knew that it was your birthday. Happy birthday, Bob. And everybody claps. And we have now proven that God exists. The emunah that is built on these things is an emunah that is, in a way, of yesh misha batal. That for now, yesh misha batal. I'm moided to you. I can't explain this. I'm moided to you. Can you explain how every snowflake is so beautiful and so different? No, I can't explain it. Can you explain how every human being is has his own way of thinking and is unique and so? I can't explain it. Isn't that more amazing than spilling ink on the thing and it spells out happy birthday, Bob? Isn't that more amazing than that? Yeah, that's more amazing. A snowflake is more amazing than happy birthday, but yeah. You gonna put on film tomorrow? I don't think so. Moi de mechlal de pligi, zo. Ve'bali plukta. For now, you got the better of me. I moi de to you. I can't explain this. It's a choshev thing you say. How about the fact that the Jewish people still exist, and every single nation, every people in the world have been trying to wipe us out, and here we are after all these years. What do you say about that? That's very impressive. That's for sure impressive. You going to keep Shabbos? No, I don't think so. How could you not keep Shabbos? We just proved to you that God exists. Because it's not possible that the Jewish people should exist if there wouldn't be a God watching over them. So that was just proven to you. You're not going to keep Shabbos? For now, I'm either. Mechlal de pligi. That's all in the bechina of Yesh Mishabot. Yesh Mishabot. The Yeshus is still there. There hasn't been any surrendering of the self. It's just for now. Yesh Mishabot. Umimela, ain't ze bitl amiti l'chaveiro. Ain't ze bitl amiti l'chaveiro. It's not like the two guys, the muscle, the two guys in the desert. Not at all like that. Ke'ena roes chaveir l'mitzias sheyesh l'zbatal ilah. The truth is, he doesn't see the other guy as a mitzias to whom he's going to be mevatal himself, to surrender himself. U'kamo chayin ena roes mitzius shelo kilo ena. And more than that, he doesn't give up his own mitzias. Because until this moment, he was arguing with the Chavusa. And he was using Svaris and Das to try to prove his point. The only thing is that the Chavusa had better Svaris. The Chavusa had a better Svar, and he had a stronger proof. But we're talking here about svaris. So therefore, the same chavrusa comes to the Beis Medrash the next day, and they're learning a different sugya. Shuv yuchal gamkin lizvakech imo. He's arguing and fighting just like he did yesterday. It's a different sugya. But he's arguing and fighting. He never gave up his mitzias. He never was mevatlas mitzias to the Chavrusa, to Shimon. And he shouldn't. He wasn't and he shouldn't. That's not how you learn. He's not mevatlas mitzias to the Chavrusa. And therefore, Shuv yuchal gam kein lizvakech imay b'mizbar acharis mimena. And therefore, If today, the next day in the Bais Medrash, he has a different svar, and he'll fight against his chavrusa again. He'll fight with him again. Va'bitul da'achshav. So what was the bitul yesterday? What's the bitul? The bitul da'achshav will bitul adas atzmo. He came to the conclusion, according to his seichel, the time has come for me to concede that Reuven is right. Shimon Seichel now tells him, until now Shimon Seichel was saying, I'm right. And now Shimon Seichel, his Yeshus, now says, in my opinion, Shimon is right. The next day in the Bais Medrash, in my opinion, in this sugi, yesterday he was right. But in this sugi, in my opinion, I'm right. So let's say this chavrusa has been together for a while, and they've had many disagreements. And every single time, Shimon is right. Reuven sees that he fights, he argues, but every single time at the end, he concedes to Shimon. Till he's come to the point where he feels, where Shimon feels, you know, Reuven's a Talmud Chacham. I can't compete with him. Reuven's a Talmud Chacham, and I'm soymach on his way of learning. I'm soymach on him. And now he's already committed himself to accepting Reuven's arguments, even though he doesn't always understand them. So, in other words, inside of his head, there's still that thing that says, "I don't get it," but I know that Reuven's a big lamdan, and I'm not, so I'm not going to fight anymore. I've learned over these past couple of weeks or months that it's not good for me to fight with this guy. He's a lamdan. You know, he's a serious lamdan. So all I could say is I don't understand that svara of Reuven, but I've learned to trust him. And Stami, he's right. He's a lamdan. He just relies upon him because b'seif shodav he sees that so far in all of our. In all of our arguments, he's always been ahead. He's always right. Vim Kain, Moiser Mavatal Atzma Lagamrei. So he's Moiser himself, and he's Mavatal himself, this Chavrusa. Vim Kain L'chayra Chazin and Shemagil L'bitl V'amunu B'shleimus, Mikoach HaSeichel V'avon HaSatzel. So now you might say, once Shimon comes to this conclusion that he's the man, you know, he's the Talmud Chacham, and now Shimon says, okay, whatever Reuven's argument is, I'm a Kabbalist, even though I don't necessarily get it. So you would say, so now we're talking about a level of emunah b'shleimus mikoach hasechel v'avonas atzmai. That's not true. That's not keser of emunah. It's not. This could already be the point that we're up to now could be already the third day in this seminar, where by that time he's got the oilim eating out of his hand, the presenter, and everything he says the oilim is already maskim. He's right. After a lot of proofs, and there have been attempts to refute these proofs, and they've all been futile, and the Olam now sees that this guy gets it, so they already at this point, the third day of the seminar, anything that he says, they say it's stuck. They already mevatel themselves to him. So you would think that this is now Shleimus Hemunah, which is Keser. You would think, but it's not. It's true that in his seichel, Reuven concedes that Shimon is a bigger Baal Kishron than him. That Shimon, the other way I was learning it probably, he concedes the other one is a bigger Baal Kishron. He's a sharper guy. So he's made in his seichel that I could rely upon his svara. He's a sharper guy than me. In other words, his seichel tells him that the other guy's seichel is stronger than his. And after all of the time that he was choilik, that he was arguing with the Chavrusa, he gil amaydim. He came to that haidah, to that place of maydim, where he says, you win. You're a bigger Baal Kishon than me. You're smarter than me. But in this situation as well, it's only because of the pligi, mechlal de pligi. It's only because his seichel fought and argued, and his seichel now tells him that alpi his seichel, the other guy is the bigger Baal Seichel. And now he's Moida. Kadesha Yovin V'yoidel Ha'emesh Sheinu Meida. And he's Moidel Ha'emesh that he doesn't understand the Sugya or any Sugya as well as his Chavrusa. Which is a very Chashiva thing. Of course a Chashiva thing. Just like I'm not making fun of this seminar, there's Chashivas to that as well. Ach, Be'emuna. However, when we're talking about keser of Amuna, keser. Ach be'emuna ein hakdomus klal shahavonis v'sichliyim. And you have to be very careful here. Because the same way that when Rabbi Nachman Schussel spoke about Amuna Pshuta, and when the Tzaddikim spoke about keser of Amuna, they were not talking about a fool. They're not talking about a shaita, a pesi that's yama l'chol davar. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a midas ha-nefesh, a koyach of the nefesh helokis. Ach b'emuna ein hakdomus klal shel havonis v'sichliyim. With emuna, with keser of emuna, there are no hakdomus and vikuchim. Again, you could talk about that all you like. That's interesting to argue and to discuss in learning. Like the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh said, but when we say ein kelokeinu, right? At the end of davening, so you say, Ein kelokeinu, ein kadonai, ein kamalkeinu, ein kamayishinu, right? It's a statement of fact. It's a munah. Keser. Ein kelokeinu, ein kadonai, ein kamalkeinu, ein kamayishinu. Afterwards, if you want to talk about it, you could say, Mi kelokeinu, mi kadonai, mi kamayishinu. Then you could ask questions. And it's to discuss and learn it. Then you could talk about all kinds of interesting proofs and ideas and concepts. Then you could philosophize and theologize, what's the word? I don't know. Anything you like. But it begins with enkel akenu, enkel adonai, enkel makenu. It's higher than atabachatonu. Atabachatonu means there are options. Enkel akenu, enkel adonai. It's not negotiable. What's your proof? Ani adati ki gadol Hashem. Kill me. Shoot me in the head. Enkel akenu, enkel adonai. Nafshi aimerisli. Enkel akein, enkel adonain, enkel makein, enkel maishien. So you're not interested in what I have to say? No, adirab. But enkel akein, if you want to talk in learning, interesting ideas, concepts, mikel akein, mikel adonain. I like to talk in learning. But there are no hakdamas. What the hakdama is, it's not me. There was no pliga, there was no negotiation, there was no b'chat b'chatanu. It's what it is. There was no moidim achlal de pligi. There's no machloikis, there's no deyas, chiluka deyas. And now I'm moided to your deya. Now, he might not come to that. He could be brought to that, like we were talking about from the Tanya. We'll learn more about that. That when he comes, when it comes down to it, and somebody says, "I'm going to kill you unless you know, unless you give in to the avodah zarah." So something, sometimes it's necessary for something outside to shake him into that place. But when he comes to that nekuda v'emuna v'abit l'Hashem isbarach, it's loy havanis v'sichliyim. It's without any hagdomas, without any havanis, without any machloikis, without any vikuchim. It's 1,000% clear. It's the mitzias. It's chaya, chaya and baruchu, the life of all life. More important than my life is nothing. I have no life. V'daylo b'emuna b'levad. Daylo b'emuna b'levad. That's keser of emuna. Now we need to talk more about this, because there are other qualities to this keser of emuna. So if you don't mind, try to hold on to the pages. I hope that put it and be able to continue with Shem next week. Yadav Marv.